Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Barbara Burris. What a word of encouragement today. I know that some of you are going through so much, amen, in your life, and you wonder, when is God going to step in and why has anything changed for me? Amen. But I want to tell you today, if you humble yourselves and pray, I mean, be in sincerity, God will heal your land. The enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy. And we know him by name. God did not hide anything from us that the enemy has not tried to do. Even back in olden times in the Old Testament. So we're not ignorant of his devices. But the only power that comes to assist us is from God. Too often we have looked at mankind, amen, to give us an answer, amen. We go to the pastors and teachers and the prophets and the evangelists, and they speak a word that's good, but at the same time, God is saying now it's time for you to seek the Lord. Not your mama, not your sister, not your brother, but you, oh Lord, is able to do the things that we so need. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to strengthen us today and let us understand that we can recover all, praise God. My thought today is recover all, praise God. Amen. Sometimes, amen, Father God, amen, praise God, we need a right now answer, amen, and we have sought many people, amen, to assist us in this battle. But you have told us over and over in Deuteronomy chapter 20, this battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. The enemy has overwhelmed us, amen, praise God. And if David, amen, experienced, amen, so much in his time, God, you know that his time was many thousands of years ago. You know what we experience in the day because the demons are more in existence than they was back then. I ask you to touch today those that are going through court cases, amen, those that are going through marital problems, financial difficulties, amen, problems with the home, the children, amen, the ministry, amen, on the job, amen, praise God. And I ask you to release, there will be a release, there will be a release, amen, and a deliverance today. Amen, because of your word, amen, praise God. I thank you, Lord God, and I worship you, I praise you. Because if we seek you, turn from our wicked ways, then you'll heal the land. And I give you praise today, all the honor and all the glory. Amen, hallelujah. Praise God, I worship you, hallelujah, in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I want to speak to you today concerning recover all. Some of us has gone through so much, amen, in our lifetime. Amen, the loss of a child has devastated our lives, and we're not able to get up from that, amen, praise God, situation. And so we end up grieving to death, amen, praise God. The loss of transportation or the loss of your home or the loss of your ministry, amen, praise God. Whereas you would end up giving up because, amen, you've been burnt out, amen, praise God. We are wounded in the battle sometime and we get burnt out. Amen, praise God, and the enemy is trying to literally sap the very life, the very strength of God out of us so that we can't go any further. But I want to encourage you today to let you understand that you will reap if you faint not. You will recover all. David had a solution to the problem, amen, that was going on in his life, amen. He was young man, praise God, that was called forth, amen, praise God, by God to be the leader of Israel. Amen, praise God. It was a divine appointment set aside by God. When Saul, King Saul, had failed and did not do the will of God, he began to do things that was out of context. And so God set him down. Not only did God set him down, but God allowed him to leave this world so that he could not commit any more trespass against him. And because of his sin, David, amen, praise God, amen, was placed to be king, amen, by Samuel, amen, and by the will of God. But before he could be established, amen, King Saul began to fight against King David. Amen. David was fleeing from King Saul, trying to get away from him because he understood the magnitude of the obedience of God and his laws and services. And David knew that although King Saul was out of the will of God, he was not supposed to touch God's anointed. So, praise God, as David fled from Saul, amen, praise God, and Saul pressed hard on him, amen, David began to go to various places trying to seek refuge. In the midst of our troubles and our situations, we go through, amen, many, many trials and tribulations, and we begin to try to seek refuge, amen, from pastors and prophetess and prophets and teachers and evangelists, and they cannot, amen, comfort, amen, what's going on the inside, because there's a war raging, amen, praise God, and the only, amen, refuge can be found in Father God. So David, amen, praise God, had ran from Saul, amen, and doing his fleet, amen, praise God, he began to accumulate men that would follow him. Amen, praise God. You need to tell your neighbor today, I will recover all, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And what David did, amen, praise God, he literally understood that, amen, that God's will must be done in his life, and he had to do what was beneficial for him to live. So the Bible said in Samuel 31 through 8, it said, and it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that, praise God, I give God the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. That the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. Amen. Praise God. That was one of the stops that David had to make. Amen. Praise God. During his flight from King Saul. And had taken the woman captives that were therein. They slew not any, neither great nor small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David said, and the people, amen, that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Amen. Have you ever been in a situation that has been so hard upon you? Amen. And you cried, and then you rested a few minutes, and then you cried again. And, amen, you rested a few minutes, and you walked through the house, and you talked to God, and you cried again, and seemed like you could not get your comfort. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And the tears just rolled down your face. Amen. Praise God. Looking for an answer. And David, amen, two wives were taken captives. Amen. Ahinoam the Jezreelite and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. Amen. Praise God. These were David's wives. Amen. And he had lost, amen, his wives, amen, to the hand of the enemy. Amen. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. All of those that followed David and made covenant with David now began to be angry at David and to be in distress because they had lost their wives, their children, their livelihood. Amen. And that was their comfort. Amen. That was their reason for living. We have reasons for living, and the first reason should be to serve Father God. Amen. And then after we've served Father God, we have reasons for living concerning our family and our livelihood and our stuff. Well, the enemy had taken all of David's livelihood and his stuff, his possessions. Not only his, but the men that followed him. So they wanted to kill him because they had put trust in him. But the Bible tells us, don't trust in no man, praise God. Amen, praise God. Because of the souls of all the people was grieved. Amen. Every man for his son and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. You're going to have to encourage yourself, saints. We are in a situation today where it's bad. The economy is failing. Amen. Praise God. Foreclosures. Amen. Banks still merging. Amen. Praise God. Over in certain parts of the United States, the drought is so bad that people are not able to raise corn. And that corn is used, amen, in the production of gasoline for the cars. So because of that, the economy, amen, with it like it is, amen, the prices of food have gone up. And then you see that, amen, I don't care how bad the economy gets, they still building apartments, homes, and high-rises that exceed the amount that's being taken in. Because of the economy. So we're in a bad situation that don't look like there is any hope. But I'm going to tell you today, David encouraged himself in the Lord. And we need to encourage ourselves in God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech, amen, son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. Now, Abiathar was the priest that followed David. Amen. Ahimelech, amen, a son, amen, the only one that would, was able to escape because King Saul had killed all the priests that, amen, was in Ahimelech's house. Praise God. So David, amen, asked Abiathar the priest to give him the ephod. Now, the ephod is supposed to be worn by the priest only. But somehow God had chosen David not only to be a man, praise God, a leader, a warrior, praise God, a man, praise God, and king, but he also made him to be a priest. Amen, praise God. And he honored David, amen, and wearing the ephod. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue. You need to pursue after what the enemy has been doing. You need to defeat your enemy and take back what the enemy has stolen from you. And I'm saying that literally so because, amen, the enemy is a thief. The Bible says he come not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But God's son Jesus said down in that verse, he said, I come that you might have life and that much more abundantly. So if you're going to have that life, you're going to also have the pleasures of life. And it can be obtained through God. Amen, praise God. Although we're living in a crooked and perverse generation, amen, a wicked generation, a wicked world, we still can have the pleasures of life. And when somebody step in and take your livelihood, men will kill, just to recover back what the enemy has taken. My God. And so with us, amen, praise God, we have to learn how to pray. We have to do a certain set order how to go into God and tap into God and pray. Amen. Well, back then, the ephod was the way. Amen. Praise God. And when David inquired of the Lord, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Lord told him, saying, I shall pursue after this troop. That's what David asked him. Amen. And shall I overtake them? Amen. And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, this day I'm going to recover all because I'm going to put on my ephod. Recover literally means to redeem, to set free, to rescue, amen, praise God, or give a ransom, amen, praise God. Restore the honor or worth of a person, amen, in order so that they can be reestablished. We need to be reestablished today, amen. We need to be reinstated today, amen, through God's Son, Jesus Christ, and his blood. To restore, to bring back into original existence. We need to be brought back into our original state before Adam and Eve fell. Reestablish peace in the region. We need peace in the world today. To restore, amen, a king or an emperor to his throne. Praise God. So recover literally means to redeem back that which was taken away from you. In Christianity, it's an ecclesiastical term, Christianity, for Christ as Savior to free mankind from sin by his death on the cross. So, amen, praise God. We know that, amen, praise God, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. And when the enemy literally tries to mess with you, God will step in. And David, amen, praise God, he went to the Lord and inquired of the Lord, and God told him he would recover his livelihood back. Not only God appointed him to be a servant for purpose, but God also gave him a livelihood. Amen. His family, praise God, his children, his marriage, food on the table. Amen. We are going to speak today about what King David's enemy had done to him while he was running from King Saul. It's enough when you got one enemy after you and all of a sudden you're in the midst of the enemy and that he has stole everything that you have, all your possessions. Amen. That takes away your joy. And as he and the men fled from his enemies, David consulted the Lord God Almighty and asked him how to handle that situation. There are situations in our lives that's been there much too long. There are situations in our lives, and God is the only one that can handle it. The prophet, amen, can't handle it. The prophetess can't do nothing but give you a word, and then you got to wait on it and hope that they're speaking the truth. Amen. But when you step out, amen, and begin, hallelujah, to seek the Lord and put on your spiritual ephod, then you'll be able to get the answers that you need. Mom can only put a bandage on a cut, but God can heal the wound. David inquired of the Lord himself. He did not ask for the priest to inquire of the Lord, but he asked God himself. We need to stop running to the pastor and running to various people and asking them God for asking them for an answer from God. Amen. Praise God, because they have their own problems, and sometimes they will miss God. We're not accurate at all times. Amen. Sister Sandra, amen, can't give you a word from the Lord, amen, in this battle, amen. When all your stuff is being taken away, amen, job closed on you, foreclosures, amen, praise God, children on crack, amen, amen, husband walked out because he don't no longer want to have the responsibility of taking care of the household, amen, praise God. Amen. And the people, amen, that are surrounding you want to point the finger, praise God. But God said, amen, told David, he said, you shall recover all. And one of the things that we do when we are so burdened, heavy laden, amen, we turn, amen, praise God, and begin to cry out, amen, praise God, and ask God for an answer, and he will answer it. What is an ephod? The ephod was the same ephod that King David used when he changed out of his royal regalia, amen, his robe, and danced before the Lord when he brought the Ark of the Covenant, amen, into Jerusalem, amen, praise God. And so David knew the power that was in the ephod, because when all the Levitical priests, amen, had stopped working in that office, amen, and the priest that had the ephod, they would, amen, now go to the ephod, amen, because the ephod, amen, would be in tune, like I say, with God in order for them to get the answer that they wanted. So while David was running from King Saul, the ephod, amen, praise God, was needed for David, amen, to get the answer, amen. Thank you, Jesus. In that ephod, amen, praise God, was the Urim and the Thummim. The Urim and the Thummim was placed on the ephod, the blessed plate, where the 12 stones represented the 12 tribes. The high priest was the one that wore the breastplate. They were placed with the stones so that the 12 tribes could have light. The ephod, amen, praise God, was used, amen, because the Urim and the Thummim was there to give light. David needed to have light, amen, in a dark situation. You need to tell your neighbors, amen, this situation that I'm having, this court case that I'm going through, amen, praise God, and it seems like there is no hope. Before, amen, the judge, amen, speak a word, God has given me a word by the light that shines in my life that I will come out of this on top. That marriage, amen, God has sent the light into a situation that was dark, and it reveals, amen, what the enemy is trying to do, and I'm coming out, amen. I'll recover that marriage back. My child has been out there prostituting, amen, at an early age, amen, and I seem like I had no hope, but all of a sudden that child has come home. No more homosexual tendencies with my life, because my life, amen, has now gotten hold to the ephod. And I will recover all. Amen. Amen. Praise be the name of God. Today we have that same light that was in Jesus Christ. The Bible tells about it in first, amen, in John chapter 1. Not first John, but John chapter 1. For the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, because the seed was evil. Jesus is the light of the world. David, amen, before Jesus came into the world, had to carry the light, because the Bible said the light could not go out in Jerusalem. Saints, we're going to have to pray. We're going to have to, amen, seek the Lord. We're going to have to get us an ephod in the spiritual mind, the way we think, and, amen, ask God light to shine in a dead situation, because once the light come in, darkness got to flee. Once your enemy flees, you can recover back everything that the enemy has tried to take from you. When Job, amen, was going through his syndrome, amen, I call it the Job syndrome, he lost everything, but God gave him more than what he had. God want to give you double for your trouble. He want that light to shine, amen, praise God, in your life. Today we have the same light, praise God. Amen. And it's given to Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit is the light that shines in a dark world. He is that illumination of the lamp that carried the oil for the five virgins that were wise. Amen. They signified, amen, the Urim and the Thummim. Signifies light and perfection. Urim signifies light, Thummim signifies perfection. Once you get hold to the light, amen, praise God, that light will begin to, amen, illuminate in your life, amen, and God will bring you to the state of perfection. Everything David lost, amen, his two wives and all his possessions, amen, he not only gained them back, him and his men, but they also gained, amen, praise God, more than what they had. God want to give you, amen, abundance, amen, for what you have, amen, lost, amen. God want to give you, amen, beauty for ashes. God want to give you, amen, praise God, restoration where the enemy has tried to come in, amen, and destroy you. Amen, praise God. The original state that we were supposed to be in was messed up with Adam, amen, praise God, when he fell. But Jesus came to give us that light, amen, today. Amen, praise God. You will recover all, amen, when you pick up a specific way of praying and begin to pick up your ephod and begin to wear your ephod, amen, that has the Urim and the Thummim. Amen, amen, thank you, Jesus. Amen, David sought the light of God so, amen, he could recover, amen, all that was taken away from him, his family. Amen. He brought out of captivity. He went to redeem his stuff back. He had to use the ephod, amen, in Keilah, amen, praise God, when he found out that the people at Keilah would betray him to Saul. Amen. You're going to have, amen, a specific way of prayer and a tapping into God in order to recover all. Amen, your home, your marriage, your children, your finances, your job, your joy, your love, your freedom. Psalms, amen, 3 said, amen, a psalm of David, when he had fled from Absalom, his son, Lord, how they increase that trouble me. Many are there that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God to lay. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifting up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Celeste. I laid me down in sleep. Amen. I wake, for the Lord sustained me. The Lord will sustain you, amen, when you're going through if you pray. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round and about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheek bone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. Satan can't curse you when you have been blessed. He can't steal what God can't recover. You shall recover all.